I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 15th. State police are investigating a fatal car crash on Chickatobit Road in Milton. Police say a car veered off the road and went into the woods near Forest Street at about 11:30 last night. Further information is not yet available. There were two new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 74. Quincy remains in the yellow category under the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll stands at 135. The Quincy City Council Ordinance and Oversight Committees will meet tonight to discuss economic development in Quincy Center. Committee chairs, at-large councilors Ann Mahoney and Noel DeBona, want the administration to explain how they intend to bring new businesses to downtown Quincy after the pandemic. The meeting will be held at 6 p.m. remotely and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television. New bike lanes and handicapped access sidewalks will be added along Quarry, Granite, and Coddington Streets and Quincy Avenue in Quincy. The city will use a $307,000 state grant to make the changes, which include reducing Quarry Street and Quincy Avenue to one lane in each direction. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 15th.